Can you build story leadership by being magnetic? And how do you do that? We'll talk about that in a minute.
Welcome to the Brand Telling Podcast, where we share secrets, systems, and strategies you can use to unleash the power of story to build and grow your brand. The Brand Telling Podcast is brought to you by the award-winning team at Communication Strategy Group, bringing a combined 50-plus years of publishing, agency and client strategy, creative and tactical marketing experience. Please welcome your hosts, Principal and Chief Brand Teller Arthur Germain and Creative Director Michael Simbrom.
My guest today on the Brand Telling Podcast is Jess Todfeld. Jess shows executives and C-suite leaders how to be magnetic, how to quickly gain the confidence and skills to master speeches, presentations, and media interviews. Jess is one of the leading communication and media training authorities in the U.S. With more than 15 years as a communication trainer and consultant, he helps CEOs, business executives, spokespersons, public relations representatives, experts, and authors to become more confident and more in control and to create more results from their speaking engagements and media appearances. He brings with him 13 years of experience as a TV producer for NBC, ABC, and Fox, having booked and produced over 5,000 segments. Jess's time in front of the camera includes features and reporting and guest spots on national and international news programs. He has been broadcast across the ABC, NBC, Fox, and CBS affiliates in the U.S., and he holds a Guinness World Record for being interviewed the most times in 24 hours. I'll let him talk about that a little bit in the program. And now, Jess Todfeld.
It's exciting to be here. Thanks for having me.
Jess, I'm really excited to have you, too, because I've listened to you speak before, and I just love the whole idea and topic that you often talk about on being magnetic, and really from the stage to the media to the boardroom, what it means to kind of create that, and you call it a magnetic relationship that converts to business. I love that because we're always focused on, you know, what we call story leadership, the idea of having your story or a series of your stories and using those to really have impact with your customer or your prospect or your community, and that focus around the story. But the challenge for me, and certainly the challenge for some of my clients, is how to really get up there and tell that story. And I love the fact that, you know, that's where you come in. So you know, let me ask you, tell me a little bit, give me first a little bit about your background. How did you get this great career?
Yeah, well, thank you. And well, I started as a TV producer. I've worked at ABC, NBC, and Fox. I've also been a reporter and I've been a host. And then I decided to leave and start my business. And it started out as training and development, which is media training people to either be in front of the media or leverage media, convert media, and then expanded into speaking. And I call it business speaking, not public speaking. Business speaking is when it matters. Business speaking is if you're giving a sales pitch one-to-one or one-to-many, or you're doing a roadshow, or you know when it matters. And are you talking about your topic? What it is that you do and how you help people, which is what you help them with. So I help them with the delivery of that. And when I made that jump, this is the thing I get to hang my hat on, is I set a Guinness record for being interviewed the most times in 24 hours. And the record was on radio. It was 112 different stations. But along that path, I've also been in more than 100 newspapers, New York Times, and just about every major TV network. And what that equals for everyone else listening is I figured something out on being magnetic. And what everyone wants, business folks, people who listen to this broadcast, what they want is they want more leads, more clients, more business. They want more. And the way I've figured out to do that is we need to stand out instead of blending in. So my angle on that is being magnetic. And that's what I've created programs around and speeches and a number of books, although the next book will probably be called Be Magnetic to just tie it all together.
Yeah. Well, I think that's exactly, it's a great idea and a great focus, because I think you've really hit on it, that you can have a story to tell, and you can even have a great story to tell. But if you're not able to tell the story, if you've got a challenge on, so now how do I convey that? How do I get up in front of my, as you're calling it, the business audience and convey that? You're going to have your performance and your impact is going to be a lot less, right? If you really haven't thought that through. I think people often think they can just wing it, Jess. I know my story. I'll get up there.
Exactly. It is a strategy with a very weak ROI, very weak return on whatever that you've done. It may work. It probably will flail around and people will walk away confused. So winging it is not consistent. And figuring out, who am I? What do I stand for? What are some of the signature stories? And it may be one pure story. I have a number of different directions in when I, you know, explain my story, because it satisfies different needs for different groups. Meaning, if I'm talking to a group about speaking, about business speaking, I will probably play down some of the media stuff and play up more of the speaking situations I've been in. I tell a signature story about somebody years ago when I gave a very specific type of public speaking program called stand-up comedy. And it was way before I did any of this stuff. I did dabbled a little bit back in the day, more than 20 years ago. And somebody stood up and they were going to throw something at my face. A beer bottle, and it was not going to be pretty. And that is a little piece of my signature story. And what I do is I walk people through, and they're gripped on that because there's this major problem that's going to happen. I'm going to have my face dented in by this bottle, and I'm able to avert it. And then later in the talk, I go back into why stories are great. And when I do the little quiz about that particular story, they didn't know they'd be quizzed. They have this near 100% recall of every detail of the story, including the message. And when I quiz them on what I call the data dump, this is what we do when we go out in front of people. We do these data dumps. We just tell them all. It's kind of like a features versus benefits type of a situation where we're talking about features. So in my talk, I go through every place I ever worked and I do this over 30 seconds and every title I ever had. And when I do this on stage in front of people to demonstrate the data dump, I don't tell them I'm demonstrating it. I can see them start to nod off. It is a tough, they glaze over. And it's funny, my wife says, why would you intentionally try to get the audience to be glazed over? And it's because later I'll quiz them on that and the story. And as far as the data dump, it doesn't work. People start laughing because they realize it was totally ineffective. They'll say, there were some major shows and I had some other ones I don't know. People think I look like Jerry Seinfeld, so someone yells out Jerry Seinfeld, and I'll say, what's the deal with that? And that's not helping anything, because that has nothing to do with my message. It's cute for about 5 seconds. So everybody listening today, what you need to do is you need to figure out the stories around how you help people, your own signature story, but how you help people, how you have helped people, and ideally, so those people listening, your audience, whether it's one person as your audience or many, so they can say, oh, that's great. Do that for me. So these are some of the moving pieces when it comes to using story to be more magnetic. And then once they're thinking about you, you've made yourself sticky, now they can remember you and they can act on what they heard and go seek you out or pass your name on to others, that all important word of mouth. Those are some of the steps that we want. Yeah.
That's great. We talk about the seven steps to brand telling success, and some of the final steps are that you want to have a story that's rewarding. And I don't mean for you to be rewarding to tell, but for your audience to be rewarded in the retelling of the story. You know, that they've got to remember it. It's got to be repeatable. And there has to be some kind of reward. You know, who's going to retell that story if there's not a reward? And the reward might just be, wait, I've got this great story to tell you. Wait, the guy got hit in the face with a beer bottle. No, but he didn't. I got to tell you the story. You know, that's that there's a reward that they've got. They've got something that they can remember. I love that you figure out something to kind of, you know, stick it into their memory and hold on to it.
Yeah. And you're right. They need the reward, and that usually comes out in the message, the point of the story. So they say, oh, that's about me now, as opposed to Jeff almost got hit in the head when he was dabbling around in stand-up comedy. And okay, too bad for you, even though they're kind of laughing at me during the story, which that's designed that way. But instead it becomes about them. So you're right. That's the reward. The reward is the message when it says, here's what we need to do as business owners, as entrepreneurs, here's what we need to do. And then they, oh, what do we need to? And the message of that story, I didn't go into it, it's a little long for today, but the message is we need to be willing to change up our content depending on the audience. And in that story, I went out with my old stuff and it was a crowded, noisy bar, and they didn't even know why I was there. You know, it's comedy night. And they're like, no, I was here to drink with my friends night. And they're like, why is this guy still talking? So I should have been willing to switch up my content depending on the audience, and maybe said some jokes about the guy trying to pick up the woman at the bar, or the people who did not want me there, could make jokes about that. That would have been way funnier than me trying to do my routine. Now, bringing back to your audience today, when you're talking to your prospects and clients, if we don't ask them some questions and learn about them, we can't make the reward about them. We can't make the message about them and what they need for them to have an aha moment. So my final message for that story was, we have to be willing to switch up our content and make it all about them. So that's hopefully what we'll do today.
I love that because, you know, often when I say to somebody, you want to be consistent in the way that you tell your story, and then I say to them, so what are some of the stories and the variations? They go, wait a minute, you told me how to be consistent. What do you mean a variation? And I'm like, well, you know, your audience isn't always exactly the same. You know, the audience, when we work with a B2B company, your audience might be the CXO, the C-suite that everybody wants to reach, but it might be the line of business guy, you know, that uses your product or service, or it could be the end user at the company who's not the person who purchased it, and he's not the person who authorized the purchase, but, you know, he damn sure is the person who actually uses the product or service. And, you know, so you've got three different messages there, at least, that you want to talk about. And hopefully none of them are that, like you said, the speeds and feeds and features kind of message, because that kind of gets lost a little bit, you know, the benefit message.
It does. And can I give your audience a magic phrase, by the way?
Oh, I would love it. Love it.
Here's the magic phrase. For example, the phrase for example leads us in to a story. So as you were just saying what you were just saying, I was thinking, wow, you know, as far as we have a core story or place that we take people, but we switch it up depending on the audience. So, for example, just yesterday, I talked to the CEO of a tech company, and I was thinking, I'm not going to tell my story about the oil pipeline executive who had an experience going through my program and had an aha moment. I'm going to talk about another tech CEO who went through my program, and I hear this guy has an accent, and I said, where are you from originally? And he said, Russia. And I said, oh, interesting, because I actually had a CEO who also was from, from former Soviet Union originally. And when we worked together, in addition to all the core things he came to the table asking about, he actually had all these other questions related to his Russian accent and what if things in the news, they start asking me, which I have absolutely nothing to do with. So it became this other area to help them with. So I was able to apply that. And this person said, yes, please help me with those too. That now you are the perfect fit. So 2 points here. One is the phrase, for example, gets you to tell a story. And two, we have to make it as relevant and tweak however we need to make it as relevant as we can for that particular person or persons that we're talking to.
Yeah, that's perfect. When I've spoken to groups before, I steal something I learned during my Sandler training, which was that everybody's got a radio station playing in the back of their head, and it's tuned to WIIFM, which is what's in it for me. And that's really the case, that in those first few seconds listening to you, engaging with you, if you can't hit on something that's really relevant to them, you're going to lose your audience really fast. And I love the, for example, it's like the, let me tell you a story, my favorite 6 words, where you see the shoulders drop, people go back, I'm going to hear a story. I'm not going to be sold to. I'm going to get an example. I'm not about to be sold a product or a service. Somebody's giving me examples. And the reality is that has much greater impact than the features. The features are so far down. People talk about their funnels and their pipelines. They're so far down in the funnel that, you know, if you're going to buy a car, you don't come in and say, show me all the cars with dark gray interiors. That is not how you start buying a car. That's how you end up buying the car. You know, you're like, okay, and now I want the dark gray interior. Great. Or that doesn't come in this model. You know, that's the discussion point way down there. But to start with that, imagine walking into the dealership and somebody started with, hey, let me show you all the gray interior cars. Did you want a light tan? You'd be like, what the heck is wrong with this guy? So I love that. I mean, what's relevant to me and what's relevant to me at the moment? Because it's going to change, right? After I get through a few things, and I've heard that story. Now I want another story, and you can change it. I love, you know, you started out talking about one thing, and you noticed because you were listening as well that, oh, wait, he's got a Russian accent. Maybe this might be of interest. So you took it in a different direction, which is fantastic.
I appreciate it. Yes. And listening, that's a key piece that you just brought up. We have to be listening, asking questions. So I met somebody at a function last night, and she was trying to sell me on something that I help clients with already. So I don't, it was related to some MIA services, but she never once asked me what I do. So she was disappointed when I walked away at a certain point, politely, and couldn't figure out why I wouldn't want to work with her. But I already do the same thing. She never once said, oh, we do similar things. And by the way, and you and I met at a live event. And you and I said, oh, we have similar things that we do, but from different angles. And then you said, hey, let's talk about it on the podcast. That was a much better conversation.
I'm a big believer in Venn diagrams instead of concentric circles, right? Everybody looks at oh, well, you do the same thing I do. And they see the world as a small pie and a lot of concentric circles. And I don't see it that way. I'm like, you know, I have a different pie, and I'd love to, you know, see what kind of toppings you can add. What, you know, where is there a crossover? So, yeah, we do some media training, for example, but not the way that you just talked about, not the way that you're talking about a business training that, you know, goes all the way through to presenting. You know, I could see you talking to people getting ready for a trade show and then, you know, getting ready for the client dinner afterward, that two different venues, two different locations, and you got to be prepared with a few different stories at those points.
Right. And by the way, what you just brought up is another magnetic strategy, which is instead of seeing people, every person as our competitor or the people think are our competitors. This is actually a phrase I'm taking from the National Speakers Association, my professional association, where they say, instead of fighting over pieces of the pie, let's just make a bigger pie. And when you adopt that, you're even more magnetic to people who can recommend you. And I'm going to give you a very fast, for example, a little example right now, which is, so media training is one of my core areas that I help people with. And I've made friends with other media trainers. And one guy in particular, 2 days ago, somebody said to me, can you write up a 200-page crisis manual for a company? And that's not my specialty. I have other ways that I help people. But the now friend of mine who's a media trainer, that is a specialty, wrote a whole software program to do it and has done it, you know, thousands of times. So I referred it over to him, and then people who are smart will give percentages back to each other. So it's incentivizing that. So yeah, that's it. We have to have those Venn diagrams instead of concentric circles and make that pie bigger.
Yeah. And you know, it's a good place for a shout out to someone who's put us together. Brian Cohen, who heads up the Long Island Speakers Bureau, is a big believer in building a bigger pie. And Brian, I think, is one of the best connectors I know for that reason. He very often, I think he lives his life listening to people saying, hey, wait, I have somebody that I can introduce you to. So I always think that that's an interesting, I think it's just an innate trait for Brian. Is to connect people that he thinks should meet with one another.
And it's another great magnetic business strategy to be that person. You're the connector of people. And ideally, you encourage them to connect people with you. You know, we have to say that. We need our own calls to action so that people know what to do.
Yeah, he is great. And so this is a good point for me to ask you, you know, how can people connect with you, Jess, and what's the best and easiest way to reach you?
I'm too exclusive, so we're not going to bring it up. No, I'm teasing you. I want to be a wise guy. No, of course, people should reach out. I've listed them all on one page, which has access to all the various places that I ways that I can help people. If you go to Book Jess, BookJess.com, you'll be able to link over to my speaking or find out about books or media related things, and you'll find out all about me. You're not booking me the second you go there. You're just doing that. In fact, on the media side, I was thinking I always like to give something away for free. I wrote a book. This is not necessarily, this is the previous book called Media Secrets. People can get a free copy and learn how to make their own big press events happen and their own record setting PR by getting the book, and they can get it for free. They just pay the shipping. So if they go over to freemediasecrets.com, it's a secret link. And they'll be able to get that. So those are two ways in.
Well, that's great. Well, Jess, I want to thank you for joining me on the podcast today. And just to remind people, if you would like to get hold of Jess and talk to him about working with your organization or you personally, it's bookjess.com. And then if you'd like a copy of a great book, I have a copy myself, of freemediasecrets.com. So, Jess, thank you so much for being with us.
A pleasure.
Build a better brand story for your business. Schedule a complimentary consultation with the Brand Tellers at Communication Strategy Group. Send a note to contact-us@gocsg.com or visit us at communicationstrategygroup.com/contact.